Well, we're getting to know Knoxville volleyball coach Molly Kaichus a little bit better. And I think this is going to be one of the more fun getting to knows that I've ever done. Coach, good to talk to you again after the season's now started.
Yeah, Derek, I'm nervous about this. I don't even get nervous before games, but I'm nervous about getting to know me.
Well, let's get to know Molly Kaichus. Is there an opposing gymnasium that you may have had success in as a coach, or the team has had success in, or maybe you just kind of like going to at maybe environment and everything?
I think it's really fun to win at Eddyville and Davis County. Those two gyms are tough. They're tiny and just have some, you know, Eddyville has a low ceiling and Davis County is just a super old, unique gym. So I think anytime we can get a win there, that's a lot of fun.
Do you have a hobby outside of coaching volleyball?
I love to read and I love to work out, like fun things like adventures, like long bike rides and hike the Grand Canyon, things like that.
That's a workout. Let me tell you, do you have a favorite movie?
The Fast and Furious series.
Really?
Oh, all of them. I love them.
Okay. Favorite TV show or YouTube channel?
Not really. Too busy watching Fast and Furious. Okay. It's a long series, you know, like 10.
Favorite holiday?
Oh, probably Christmas.
Now, where did you grow up?
In Southeast Iowa. I went to high school at West Point Marquette.
You always tell me God's country.
Absolutely.
What sports and activities were you involved in? We know probably volleyball. What other activities?
Yes, I did play volleyball. I went to a super small school, so we had to do all the things. So I played basketball, tennis, and I played softball, what we shared, and I played for Harmony High School.
Where did you go to college?
Iowa Wesleyan, which just closed. Yeah. It's a sad deal.
And did you play volleyball there?
I did.
When did you know you wanted to get into coaching?
I don't know if I know that. do I? No, just kidding. I think I was a setter, which is kind of just a natural fit for a coach. You just kind of have to be that coach on the court. So I think I always kind of knew. And I just really, really love volleyball. So I just love being a part of it any way I can.
I know you've probably talked to me about her. Who's your coaching mentor?
Definitely Melissa Friesmeyer down at Holy Trinity. So West Point Marquette merged with Fort Madison Aquinas and made Holy Trinity, and she's still coaching. So she coached me long, long, long ago, and she's still at it down there.
And they were at your own tournament this past last fall, weren't they?
Yes, and they're coming back. And we see them. Also, they go to Pella, so we get to see her 2 weeks in a row.
Do you have any jobs outside of coaching?
I own my own fitness business, Real Fitness, since 2011.
Any superstitions?
Not really as a coach. You got to go with the flow.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones or another college?
Hawkeye football, Nebraska volleyball. They've had some Iowa girls. Actually, yeah. A Holy Trinity grad, Michaela Fecky, a couple years ago was an All-American at Nebraska. So that was super fun to follow. But they always seem to have an Iowa girl on their roster. So they've got Hayden Kubik right now from Valley this year. So Nebraska volleyball is really fun.
Don't forget Omaha women's basketball. You kind of have a daughter playing out there.
Yeah. Okay. Basketball. Thank you. Omaha women's basketball for sure. Go Mavs. Definitely. And Grandview men's basketball. Go Vikings.
Yeah. Yeah, you got Gus Sun out there.
Exactly.
Best vacation you've ever been on?
We really like the Gulf Shores. That's a good family vacation. Beach. I'm a beach person.
What is one place you want to travel to see?
I think I would like to go to, Hilton Head.
What's the most prized possession you own and why?
I don't know that it's really a possession, but my family would probably be my most valuable things in my life. I guess they're not things, but, yeah, definitely my three kiddos and John and the dogs and all the living creatures at my house.
How do you enjoy spending time alone?
Reading. That's like a dream day. If I could just sit on the patio in the sun reading a book for a few hours undisturbed, that would be like perfect.
If someone gave you a pile of money and said, go into your favorite shopping store and go wild.
Can I go to a car dealership? That's where I would go. Buy things there.
You could buy one big thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would pick.
Your favorite family tradition?
Favorite family tradition, probably, this is silly and it's going to be kind of sad this year because it's down to just Abby, but first day of school pictures. Those are fun, and those are fun to see the growth and changes over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Abby's growing up a lot.
I know, down to just one in the first day of school pick.
I'm going to have to learn to say Kitus on the air again a lot.
Yeah, I hope so.
Active on social media or prefer to stay private?
I'm pretty low-key. I try and stay pretty active on the Knoxville Volleyball Facebook page, so be sure to follow that.
Top thing on your bucket list?
Ooh, top thing on my bucket list. This is tough. Just a couple springs ago, I hiked the Grand Canyon, and that was a big one. So I guess I got to get in line my next bucket list item.
If you could time travel, where would you go, future or in the past?
I would go to Dallas on the day of the JFK assassination.
Really?
Yeah. I've read all kinds of books about it. I've got all kinds of theories and ideas, and it would be really cool to be there. I mean, it would be terrifying, but right. It'd be pretty cool to be part of that history.
If you could have anything in the world right now, you could just say, you know, wave a magic wand, what would it be?
Caffeine. Because just what I need, right? More caffeine.
And finally, which famous person in history that can be living or that could have passed on would you want to spend the day with?
Oh, I think, not to sound repetitive, but I think I would go JFK or Jackie Kennedy. I think that'd be pretty neat. I typically don't read like history, true things. I'm more into like, you know, murder mystery kind of things. But I have read a lot about the JFK. All of them. So I pick one of them.
All right. Thanks for letting us get to know you. Molly Kitus, Knoxville volleyball coach.
Oh, thanks, Derek.